I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. The American Academy of Pediatrics recommends that children ages 2 and older can and should wear face coverings whenever they are not able to social distance during the ongoing coronavirus crisis. To talk about children in masks or face coverings during the pandemic is Dr. Elizabeth Mack. She's the Division Chief for Pediatric Critical Care Medicine at MUSC Children's Health, and she's a spokesperson for the American Academy of Pediatrics. Dr. Mack, tell us about the current recommendations as far as face coverings or masks for children from the American Academy of Pediatrics.
The American Academy of Pediatrics, as well as the CDC, are currently recommending children that are 2 and older to wear face coverings. And specifically, this relates to when they are unable to stay at least 6 feet away from others, when they're in childcare or at school, when they're coming in contact with a high-risk family member or friend. That's really when we need to be hyper-focused on face coverings.
And what kind of face coverings or masks are appropriate for kids?
Homemade or purchased cloth face coverings with multiple layers of the fabric are typically fine for most people. For kids, it tends to be that the pleated face coverings with the elastic are likely to work better. And for specifically small children, the right fit is really important. For adults, the cloth face coverings are typically a 6 by 12 inch piece of fabric. And for children, often it's the 5 by 10 inch face covering, although that may be too large for some children. You really just have to try it on and see the fit and potentially, you know, even downsize.
What are we hoping to achieve, or why are masks necessary for kids?
The masks go both ways. They both protect the person who's wearing it as well as protect the other people that the mask wearer is coming in contact with. So it really is a dual purpose, fairly inexpensive, well-studied intervention.
And how can parents get kids used to wearing masks? What do we need to do to acclimate them?
Making sure the fit is acceptable is a good start, because if it doesn't fit right, then the kid is not likely to wear it. The mask should fit from the nose to the chin. And, you know, when you move your mouth and make larger facial expressions, it should still fit.
When parents are trying to get kids used to wearing a mask, is it best to just sort of practice with the mask on for short amounts of time just to get started?
Yeah, I think that's an excellent idea. Just practicing with a comfortable, well-fit mask, you know, for just a couple of minutes at first and then for longer. I think at this point, kids have seen people wearing masks so often, it's not a strange concept any longer. But I think just really short runs at first. We also need to promote breaks. So if there is a time that we can get kids away from other people where they're potentially outside, there's more distance between people and we can take the mask off, that is really important. We need to be realistic about the expectations for how long folks can wear these without irritation or just discomfort.
Dr. Mack, thanks for this information about children and face coverings during the pandemic.
Thank you, Bobby.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.